Hello and welcome to the latest manager interview. I'm joined by sole manager of the night, John Underwood. How are you doing, John?
I'm good, thanks.
Flying solo today?
Yeah, Neil's not well. He came down with a bit of the flu yesterday, so he wasn't well enough to travel. So he's been sat at home biting his fingernails and listening to Aid.
Yeah, you talk of him biting your fingernails. What was the override emotion after the game?
Just pleased, to be honest. We were very, very disappointed Saturday, I think, obviously, from Bakes' interview. I think that probably told how we felt about things Saturday. What we've done is exactly what we did with Scholin. We've not been at the races in the home game and not put the game away at home, but come away and been very, very professional, just as we were at Scholin. Done everything right for me. Thought we were excellent today from the start to the finish.
And in terms of the setup here, nice pitch, a little bit of dew on it, making it zippy. You like that?
Yeah, the pitch is good, obviously, but a little bit slopey. Yeah, the ball fizzed around. But yeah, surface is good, no complaints.
And different team selection from Saturday.
Yeah. We changed a few bits. We felt we've had a pretty consistent side in recent weeks, and we just felt we needed just to freshen it a little bit.
So Todd Wills in midfield.
We signed Sam as a midfield player, and he's ended up playing a lot at centre half. But we just felt that we didn't maybe as a team give enough protection to our back four Saturday, and we just thought those two would sit in there and do a more of a defensive job. Obviously, Guy came in at the back, and you know they had a physical threat up front, and Guy's extremely strong. And we thought it was the right game to bring Guy back in, and I thought he did very well.
Manny up front.
Again, just kind of gut feel. It was a very difficult team to pick tonight because we didn't play terribly Saturday. I thought we defended poorly, but we played some decent stuff, created a lot of chances. Just didn't happen for us on Saturday. And you know, do you change? You know, the five that sat on the bench, do you bring them all in? And it was just some difficult decisions, and we just go with gut feel, and we just felt that Manny might offer them, or sorry, pose them a slightly different threat. He kind of drops off and gets on the ball and links up the play well. And maybe we were a little bit direct in just getting throwing balls in the box on Saturday, made us a bit predictable. So we thought Manny would just give us something different, and he did. Manny played really well tonight.
And in terms of the game, it opened up. It was quite an open game right from the offset chances at both ends. And then, you know, after two long high balls that Jack stuck in and the keeper's popped one out, and in the end it's come out to Wellesley and he smashed it in the bottom corner. Got to be pleased.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was just right behind it, and you know, Wellesley's capable of that. And yeah, it's a fantastic strike. He's got a great left foot. Hard to see if the keeper, it seemed to go under the keeper a little bit, but a bit like the one that bounced off Jack later on in the half. You know, when it bounces in front of the keeper, it moved at pace and they're difficult to deal with. So great strike from Wellesley. The second goal I thought was a fantastic bit of football.
Great team goal.
Yeah, it was. I think it started from Sean at right back, playing a great ball into one of the front players. I think both front players were involved, and then Matty cut it back for Warren. And Warren kind of took it in his stride and slammed it home. Great finish from Wazza. And we looked a real threat. I thought we looked a real threat all night.
Was there a big question mark at 2-0? Niz cleared it off the line. How did that go?
Yeah, we thought he was going to give a penalty. Obviously, Jack had parried the first shot. Their lad followed up. And I mean, Niz said it hit his arm and his head, which it probably did. I expected him to give a penalty, if I'm honest. I think it was a little bit
and send Niz off?
Yeah, it could have turned the game. You know, sometimes you need that little bit of luck. I thought we fully deserved the result tonight, but, you know, a moment like that in a game, you know, can go the other way. So, obviously, we're relieved that we got the decision our way there.
Yeah, and in terms of matches, 2-0 is a tricky score. Next goal is always vital. What did you have to say at half-time to the boys?
We said just to stay organised, stay solid. We didn't have to go chasing the game, but we felt that gaps would open up and we could, you know, even if we just sat in and were solid, that we'd still create some chances, and we just had to be ruthless and take them. We created a lot of chances second half. I think, even, you know, once we got to four, we probably had another four chances after that. You know, it could have been a much bigger scoreline, but not going to be greedy. The score doesn't really matter, to be honest. It's just getting through. Our job tonight was to get into the next round, and we've done our job.
Who's Sean for you in a Rebel shirt this evening?
I knew you were going to ask me that, and I'm not going to pick anyone out because I genuinely thought every single player did their job. So if I started talking about people, I'd end up talking about them all. So one of those nights where I think everybody did their job. Everyone for me was kind of an 8 out of 10 minimum.
Goal spread around again?
As I said, we could have had more. I thought we defended well. I thought we had a good shape about us. I thought we were very professional in everything we did.
How was the discipline for you? Obviously, you picked up a few bookings, including Manny's one as well.
Yeah, it seemed that their keeper did it Saturday as well. It seems that when he concedes a goal, he wants to hit somebody. And we'd warn the referee about it. And he did. He struck out. He struck out at Manny. And Manny reacted, and easy to say he shouldn't have done that, but when someone whacks you around the face, it's hard not to react. And the ref and the linesman missed it and obviously saw Manny's reaction and booked him. So I'm not going to criticise Manny for that. The keeper was in the wrong.
And in terms of the FA Cup this season, obviously the disciplinary record's key. Are you concerned about it at all, you know, in terms of the tossing up the yellow cards?
It does play on your mind. We've got Wellesley on a booking. Thought about taking him off once the game was done. But I don't think, you know, there wasn't a lot happening down his side. He seemed firmly in control of his game, and we just decided not to change the back four, leave it as it was. I think Ben's the other one on a booking. I nearly didn't bring him on because of that. But then, you know, just decided that, you know, he wanted to give him 15 minutes, see if he could get a goal. You know, you want your forward scoring, but it didn't quite obviously fall for him to get that goal. But yeah, it does play. I don't think it's a good rule. I don't like the rule. I think they were hard done by with it Saturday. They did ever so well with so many out to get a draw at our place Saturday. And obviously they had players back tonight. So I don't agree with the rule, but we just had to get on with it.
And in terms of moving forward now, after that, you move on to Welling and then that big away tie against Eastbourne. Excited?
Yeah, very much so. Big games. You know, Welling's massive Saturday. I think it'll be our toughest game yet. I think they're going really well at the minute, full of confidence. Got a lot of experience in that side. We've watched videos of them. We know what to expect. So we'll spend Thursday getting the preparation right for that. And then, as you said, Eastbourne away. Obviously, we've been there. We've had a great day there. They'll be right
but
up.
It means nothing.
No, it doesn't. It's a one-off cup game. It's a 50-50 call, really. There's nothing between the two sides. They're a very good side. They've signed a couple of players since we beat them, I think, to improve further. So we're expecting a very difficult game. But you know, we've done well away from home in the FA Cup, and hopefully we can get through.
Finally, a word for Bristol Manor Farm.
Yeah, good side, very good side. I thought in the end we were obviously comfortable winners, but they've got some good players, and they popped it around well at times. And as I said, got to give credit to them for what they did Saturday. They were massively patched up Saturday, and to come to a side two levels higher and get a draw, they did really well. And I think we just probably had a bit too much from them in the end tonight, as we'd hope it should be.
Well, congratulations and thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks, John.
Cheers.